Horsh, Seadush, Huish, Hanisil, Snuin.
Where's my agent? I'm getting hot.
Makeup.
That's right.
Did you say it by himself again?
No, it was colonial brand.
We're gonna do this for the other versions.
So you do this for a living, huh? It's not your basic part-time work, is it?
That's right.
It's something you've studied for long and hard for years. Patty Cake, not Colonial that one. Bread, Patty Cake,
Colonial Bread. Patty Cake, Patty Cake, Baker Man, your Colonial Bread just beats the band. It's good bread, fresh bread, first in the store, Colonial Bread.
Colonial Bread,
Colonial Bread. Patty Cake, country fresh, Colonial Bread, you're the best. Good bread, fresh bread.
Patty Cake, Rainbow Bread.
Rainbow County Influence.
Patty Cake, Rainbow Bread.
Rainbow Bread.
Patty Cake, Rainbow Bread. Cake, Rainbow Bread.
Rainbow Bread.
Patty Cake, Rainbow Bread.
Together
on the cake.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Patty cake.
Rainbow bread.
Patty cake.
Patty cake. Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Patty cake. Rainbow bread.
Patty cake.
Rainbow bread.
Patty cake, baker man, your rainbow bread just beats the band. It's good bread, fresh bread, first in the store, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
What are we doing there?
We're going
rain. Your rainbow bread just beats the band. It's
good bread, fresh bread,
first in the store, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
We lost a part there.
Rainbow bread just beats the band. It's
good bread, fresh bread.
First in the store, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Let's do that all one more time.
And it's good.
Sorry.
Yeah. Rainbow bread.
Your rainbow bread just beats the band. It's
good bread, fresh bread.
First in the store, bread just the band. It's
good bread, fresh bread,
first in the store, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
And fresh bread,
first in the store, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread. Patty cake, country fresh, rainbow bread, you're the best.
Good bread, fresh bread,
I can't get enough rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow.
Rainbow bread.
Is anybody singing rainbow bread?
Rainbow bread, you're the best.
Good bread, fresh bread,
I can't get enough rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Da 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 da.
Rainbow bread.
Bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow.
No, that's it.
We
just
sang
the first time.
Yeah. You're the best.
Good bread,
fresh
bread.
Oh, I did that. Okay. Rainbow bread, you're the best.
Good bread, fresh bread.
I can't get enough rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread. Patty cake, tastes just right. Rainbow. Patty cake tastes just right. Rainbow bread's a
real delight.
It's good
bread.
Rainbow bread. Patty cake tastes just right. Rainbow bread.
real delight. It's
count it, because you're on it.
Rainbow bread.
What?
Patty cake tastes just right. Rainbow bread's a
real delight.
It's good bread,
fresh bread.
Patty cake tastes just right. Rainbow bread's a
real delight.
It's good bread,
fresh bread.
Nothing tastes so good as rainbow bread.
Good bread,
fresh bread. Cake, patty cake, tastes just right. Rainbow bread's a
real delight.
It's good bread,
fresh bread.
Nothing tastes so good as rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread,
rainbow bread. Rainbow bread.
Whoa.
It's Wednesday, April 1st, 2009. Coming up on the program today, loose shit sink ships, plus never end.
Patty cake. Patty cake. Patty cake. Lay your bread. Gotta get me some. Patty cake. Patty cake. Lay your bread is my number one.
Kelly. Rainbow bread.
Patty cake, patty cake, rainbow bread, gotta give me. Patty cake, patty cake, patty cake.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Patty cake, patty cake, oh rainbow bread. Gotta give me some patty cake, patty cake. Cause rainbow bread is my number one. Cause it's good bread, you know that it's fresh bread.
Very first two lines, you know, patty cake.
Patty cake, patty cake. Oh, rainbow bread, gotta give me some. Patty cake, patty cake. Rainbow bread is my number one. It's good bread, you know that it's fresh bread.
Rainbow bread, rainbow.
coffee when I sit down to eat. That great taste of patty cake with rainbow bread. Rainbow bread. Rainbow bread. My voice gave up. Patty cake. Patty cake. Kilpatrick bread. Gotta give me some.
I'm afraid I don't get too late.
Kilpatrick's.
Patty cake, patty cake, Kilpatrick's bread, gotta give me some. Patty cake, patty cake, Kilpatrick's bread is my number one. Cause it's good bread, who knows that it's fresh bread. Patty cake, patty cake, Kilpatrick's bread, gotta give me some. Patty cake, patty cake, Kilpatrick's bread is my number one. Cause it's good bread, you know that it's fresh bread.
Alright, enough of this bullshit. I don't think anyone's listening anymore. Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Before we get into the news...
Just wanna play video games.
angry. All right, let's just skip right to the news stories. I got three quick news stories. We'll do some voicemails, get the hell out of here. First story comes from Wisconsin. A man in a...
Okay, I found a part of the Death Star that nobody's where I knows where I am. Okay, we got the camera set up. Darth Vader is a total ass. That guy, he don't... In a world of Warcraft, one man must save them all. Hello, I am from Transylvania. I want to drink your blood. I want to be friends. So why don't you come up to my creepy evil castle? My wonderful, beautiful castle, where I can go and eat you. Feed you. And then we will have a beautiful night, where I will turn you into one of the living dead. I will turn you into a happy person. How much will it be with chuck bird? Just ask me, I'll tell you.
I just want to say hi to everybody. How are you? I'm doing okay. Nice to meet you all. It's a beautiful day. Oh, it was. It's nighttime now.
And that is the way that I will go and cure cancer. Rewind this tape if you want to find out. Oh, never mind. The file got deleted. Well, I'll just say it again. Oh, man, I forgot it. Hi, mister. I like the way you talk.
I like the way you walk.
Hey, Fred. I just noticed, Benny and Will, they've been gone for, like, a week now, on a vacation.
Yeah, Bourne? What about it?
Well, Fred, the other day, I kind of got to play with my rocks a little.
Yeah, Bourne, so what? We all do that.
Yeah, but, kind of thinking of you, Fred.
Bonnie, you get the hell out of my house! It is very nice to meet you! You look very nice today! It is beautiful weather out here, isn't it? The grass looks really nice today! Yeah, what's up, Doc? So, Doc, what exactly are you doing, Doc? Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. Oh, that's amazing, Doc. Well, what do they look like? Well, they have very long ears. Like these, Doc? Mm-hmm. And what else you got, Doc? Oh, and they got very big feet. Oh, like these, Doc? Yes. Yeah, what else they got, Doc? Oh, they have a puffy white tail. Oh, like one of these? Yeah. Hey, Doc, do they also happen to have big buck teeth? Yeah, I think they do.
Oh, Jack, sorry, I haven't seen one. Oh, well, thank you very much. If you see one, please let me know. I sure will, Doc, sure will. Hey, wait a minute. Do you know how to get back to Route 64 from here? Oh, yeah, Doc, you go down that road, and you take your first left. Oh, thank you very much. Peace and love, peace and love. Starting October the 10th, I will no longer be doing any autographs for anyone who sends me something. If you send it to me, I will not send it back. I will actually take a shit on it and throw it in the trash. Peace and love, peace and love.
All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland, Rob! And of all places that I am calling from, the White House. I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw.
Uh-huh.
There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak.
What were they protesting?
With big giant banners and pictures of circumcised baby penises. Yes, that's right. They are the anti-male genital mutilation lobby. And they're out in full force.
Why did they pick today to pick it?
Did not even know that these guys existed. Didn't even know it was a problem.
I know.
But it's funny all the
time. I love my circumcised penis.
And my cell phone takes crappy pictures, so I don't have any pictures right now. But
that's
if anybody else is in Washington, I'm sure these guys are going to be around for a few days. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much. Rob checking in. Next up.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland.
Rob!
And of all places that I am calling from, the White House.
Hmm.
I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw.
Right.
There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak.
What's
with
new,
big,
right?
Giant banners and pictures of circumcised baby penises. Yes,
what?
That's right. They are the anti-male genital mutilation lobby. And they're out in full force.
I want to sign up for that group just so I can get the buttons.
Did not even know.
Maybe a car magnet or something.
These guys existed. Didn't even know it was a problem. But it's funny all the same.
Yeah.
And my cell phone takes crappy pictures, so I don't have any pictures right now.
Mm. But that's okay. I have enough circumcised penis pictures on my computer to last me for a while.
This is in Washington. I'm sure these guys are going to be around for a few days. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much. Rob from Cleveland checking in. Next up.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland, and
Rob!
Of all places that I am calling from, the White House.
Ooh.
I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw.
What's shaking, my friend?
There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck is new? There's always
big,
protesters.
Giant banners and pictures of circumcised baby penises.
Ew.
Yes, that's right. They are the anti-male genital mutilation lobby, and they're out in full force today.
I hate my circumcised penis.
Even though that
I'm joining
these guys existed.
People.
Didn't even know it was a problem. But
first bus to Washington, D.C., I'm taking one of those Anderson tour buses with a bunch of 90-year-olds. Drop me off at the White House.
All the same. And my cell phone takes crappy pictures, so I don't have any pictures right now.
Mm.
But if anybody else is in Washington, I'm sure these guys are going to be around for a few days. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. A couple more today.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland.
Hey!
And of all places that I am calling from, the
White House. Let me guess. Cleveland.
I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw.
Did he say where he was calling from?
There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak.
Washington, D.C. Okay.
With big giant banners and pictures of circumcised baby penises. Yes, that's right.
Why are they? What is the White House going to do? What, does Obama have a circumcised cock or something?
Anti-male genital
mutilation. Is that why they're hating on Obama? You could hate Obama for a lot of reasons, but his penis? Come on.
Lobby. And they're out in full force today. Did not even know that these guys...
He's got that juicy dark meat? How could you hate that?
Didn't even know it was a problem. But it's funny all the same. And my cell phone takes crappy pictures, so I don't have any pictures right now. But if anybody else is in Washington, I'm sure these guys are going to be around for a few days. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Rob from Cleveland, or Washington, D.C., checking in. Next up.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland, and of all places that I am calling from, the White House.
Ooh.
Just
are you doing some important business over there? Some legislation and such?
I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw. There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak, with big giant banners and pictures of
aborted fetuses,
sized baby penises.
Oh,
yes, that's right. They are the anti-male genital mutilation lobby, and they're out in full force today. Did not even know that.
Isn't it kind of like the image of a grown man holding a giant picture of a baby's penis? That's a little creepy.
That's existed. Didn't even know it was a problem. But it's funny all the same.
Yeah, really.
And my cell phone takes crappy
pictures.
Yeah,
you know what?
So
these uncircumcised people are crazy about their uncircumcised cocks. They're the ones that are really pushing this movement. I don't really hear a peep coming out of those who've been circumcised. I'm very happy with my exposed mushroom head. Less stink and cheese issues to deal with. Because, you know, I hate taking showers as it is. And so, you know, you got an uncircumcised cock, all the moisture and the dampness. It's all dank down there. Well, thank you very much, Rob. And finally today.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland. And
who?
Of all places that I am calling from, the White House.
Are you a new listener or something? Okay, well, hi, Rob.
I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw.
This better be good.
There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak, with big giant banners and pictures of circumcised baby penises.
Oh, yes. So it's like my bedroom. Okay.
That's right. They are the anti-male genital mutilation lobby, and they're out in full force today. Did not even know that these guys existed. Didn't even know it was a problem.
What are the reasons why you would want to have foreskin, aside from docking? I can't think of one good reason, unless you love to suck on foreskin, that feeling of that loose skin in your mouth or something. Other than that, there's really no purpose, in my opinion.
But it's funny.
In my opinionation, the sun is going to surely shine.
And my cell phone.
It's a Blossom theme song.
Crappy pictures, so I don't have any pictures right now. But if anybody
right.
else is in one.
Unfortunately, I can't make it today's album artwork. Thanks a lot, Rob. You totally disappointed me.
And I'm sure these guys are going to be around for a few days. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very. You know what? Let's do one more, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland, and of all places that I am calling from, the White House.
Who is that? Hold on. I didn't get that. I wasn't paying attention.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland,
oh, Rob,
and
okay.
of all places that I am calling from, the White House. I just wanted to fill you in on something I just saw.
Mm-hmm.
There are some protesters outside of the White House as I speak, with big giant banners and pictures of circumcised baby penises.
Ooh.
Yes, that's right. They are the anti-male genital mutilation lobby, and they're out in full force today.
I don't consider my circumcised penis mutilation at all. I was what? When do they do circumcision? Like right when you're born or whatever? I don't remember it. I'm not traumatized by it. My penis is pretty thanks to circumcision. Not like those monstrosities that you uncircumcised guys have between your legs. You know who's behind this? Whiny gay guys. I guarantee it. I don't think there's any women who say, oh my, I wish that thing was uncircumcised. Why? Why would you want that? All right, well, very interesting.
Did not even know that these guys existed. Didn't even know it was a problem.
No.
But it's funny.
I hope they have a website or something. Please find it for me.
And my cell phone takes crappy pictures, so I don't have any pictures right now. But if anybody else is in Washington, I'm sure these guys are going to be around for a few days. All right.
Yeah, I think what happens here is, you know, these kids that are uncircumcised grow up and they feel like they sort of have to make it their mission or cause to keep others from getting circumcised. So, you know, the uncircumcised kid will feel normal or something. So, you know, they make up this bullshit. It's mutilation. Ooh. Yeah, it probably does hurt, but I don't remember anything about my life prior to the age of 4 or 5. That's when I can start remembering bits and pieces. Is that because I was molested and blocking shit out? Quite possibly, but still, I don't remember the feeling of being circumcised, so it's not that big of a deal, for Christ's sakes. If you're circumcised, if you're uncircumcised, no one gives a shit. Not everything has to be a reason to boycott and protest and shit. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Rainbow Bread!
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not Sideshow members, sign up right now. We did a bonus episode yesterday, and more exclusive content is on the way. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-uh. Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-uh. Hairdresser, 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 hairdresser. So would you set me up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. 'Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. 'Cause I wanna dance. And if you really would, it would be understood. I'll make sure I tip you good. Cut my hair, it won't behave. Set it up with gel and a wave. One or two ringlets. Keep the top a little wet. Hey, don't get so upset. I think something's wrong. You're taking much too long. Are you sure this piece looks great? I'm worried, I'm tired, I'm late. I want it just like yours. Perhaps it'll open new doors. It's confidence I like. Maybe you'll bring it all back. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease. What a tease. Tease it up. What a tease, what a tease, what a tease,
what a tease,
a tease,
what a
tease. Teaser Louise, teaser Louise, all the guys call it teaser Louise. Without her hair, without her face, she just stayed teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, teaser Louise, ah, you know she's not out to please. How can a model drink beer from a bottle? That's why they call it Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise. I know she's not out to please. When you endure through all that's in store, you'll overcome Teaser Louise. And she says, please. Please, please. Please, please. Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-oh. Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-oh. Hairdresser, hairdresser. Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-oh.
Hairdresser, hairdresser.
Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-oh. Hairdresser, hairdresser. Hairdresser, hairdresser, uh-oh. Whoa, whoa. Hairdresser, 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 oh, hairdresser, ooh, 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 hairdresser, 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 oh, oh.
Ha ha ha! Newts. Listen. Shoe. Shoelace. Shoe.